Sean Dupree's and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
Good afternoon, everybody. I guess I'm hoping everybody remembered to change their clocks, by the way, overnight. Otherwise,
spring
they're going to be tuning in an hour, and we won't be there, I guess. But as Karen was saying, even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, because you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our free seminars. You can see who the show's sponsors are and visit their websites. Link to our Facebook page. Link to our HOA and condo blog at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, can we get the banks to pay more? Well, a very interesting topic,
yeah,
because there's some legislation floating around Tallahassee that's trying to do just that. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we send out about the show several times per week. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
And last week we spoke a little bit about our annual meetings that take place this time of year. We tried to finish up, but the phones kept ringing off the hook.
Yeah, we'll definitely get back to some more annual meeting talk, Karen. But I first want to start out today telling our listeners about a recent case that was ruled upon actually by the 3rd District Court of Appeals here in Dade County for the second time, actually, because it's a kind of very confusing set of facts, and even the courts couldn't get it right. The trial court couldn't get it right. And so it went back to the District Court of Appeal for yet a second time. And for those associations and the board members who are listening out there and who are in the process of foreclosing on units, that's still going on, of course, you definitely want to listen. And let me simplify the facts. The name of the case is Aventura Management versus Spiaggia. Spiaggia is a condo like in the 90s on Collins Avenue in Dade County. So here's the facts in that case. A unit owner in that condo stopped paying his mortgage, and not only stopped paying his mortgage, but also stopped paying the monthly condo assessments. So what happens? Both the bank and the condominium association wind up foreclosing on this unit. Now, the association finishes their foreclosure first, and they have the property sold at the on the courthouse steps, basically.
Oh, Eric, come
well,
on.
It's not done
1950
that way anymore. Right. Well, I'm trying to give the people a picture in their minds, you know,
right,
how they – it's sold online now, but for again, to simplify things, sold at a foreclosure sale on the courthouse steps. And what happens? Nobody bids against the association at the foreclosure sale, so the association now winds up becoming – the owner of this condo unit, and the association winds up putting a renter in the unit. Now, a few months go by, and the bank now finally gets around to finishing up their foreclosure. They ask the court to sell the property also at a foreclosure sale, and they do, and a third party now buys that unit at the foreclosure sale. So now you have this new third party actually being the owner of this condo unit. Now, the condo says, you know what, that's great news, because we're now going to make this new owner who just bought the unit at the bank's foreclosure sale, we're going to turn to that guy and say, you're liable for everything. You're liable for everything that's owed on that condominium unit from the original owner.
Why wouldn't the association be?
Yeah, well, that's where we're headed. That's what the third DCA wanted to know. Now, the new buyer says, wait a minute, condo, you're wrong. I don't owe you all the assessments back from the original owner. So the case winds up going up to the 3rd District Court of Appeals. And what does the 3rd District Court of Appeals do? 3rd District Court of Appeals rules that when this new buyer owes assessments only from the date the association got back title, because when the association foreclosed on the unit and the association got back title, that ledger went to zero.
Right.
So you got to be really careful now, associations. If you foreclose on a unit and you get back ownership, that ledger goes to zero. So the question is, you know, Scott, what does it all mean for condos at this point? I guess they got to be careful and think twice before they act.
I don't know if they got to be. I mean, you know, in my opinion, this is kind of how it always should have been and really always was. It's just there was some gray area over the last year with respect to a decision that came out that, in my opinion, I think the Third correctly decided this time and cleared up, at least cleared it up a lot better than the way it was. But I guess, you know, what is the question for condos? It means that, I guess, if a bank already started a foreclosure process, you know, you may want to let the bank finish up before the association starts any foreclosure proceedings of its own. Because if the condo proceeds to a judgment and you get yours before the condo gets its judgment, before the bank has a foreclosure sale and winds up owning the property, a new buyer at the bank's eventual foreclosure sale may wind up not owing the condo a dime.
And that's right, because again, that balance from that first owner now is going to get wiped out. And if the association was in effect collecting the assessments during the time the association was renting out that unit, that new buyer is actually going to owe zero. You know, and it's definitely, it's a little confusing, I know. And
Eric, I don't think it has anything to do with whether they're collecting. I mean, they're renting the place out, though.
Well, yeah, the actual court says that in this case, they made it a point to note that the condo was renting it out and applying the rent to pay down the assessments each and every month.
Well, there you go.
But I don't know. But does that really have any effect on the interest there?
I think it does, because if they weren't renting it out, the new third party buyer would owe a lot more. So it's possible that the third party buyer, if the association was renting it out, will owe zero, nothing at all, if the association was collecting the assessments as rent during that time. That's, if you read the opinion,
but what if they weren't?
If they weren't, now the new buyer is going to owe assessments.
Really? Do you think that's what it says?
That's what it says.
I might have to check that out again.
That's how I interpret it. It's a very tough decision. So it's almost, there's not that much incentive anymore, perhaps, for the association to even rent it out, because a new buyer is going to wind up owing the whole thing, unless the bank winds up foreclosing and they pay the 1 year and 1%. Anyway,
the guy that didn't pay the mortgage and the assessment, did he get to use the pool?
Yes, he did get to use the pool, because nobody's enforcing that junk anyway. But it's very, very confusing. Anybody has any questions about, even during the show, again, just give us a call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, if you want to talk about this on the air. If you have questions about collections in general, want to pick our brains off the air, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze in the office. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. All right, so that's the bad news. We started off the show with some bad news today. Again, the fact that associations now might not be getting the money they think they're going to be getting from a third-party purchaser at the foreclosure sale. But it's a tale of two condos today, so we'll balance the bad news today with some good news that's long overdue. And here it is. We've been talking for months now about the dramatic rise in flood insurance rates and how some people may be forced to pay like 10 times what they're paying now for flood insurance. Well, Congress couldn't really agree on whether to repeal this mess that created all of this. It was called the Biggert Waters Act. But finally, different bills now have been passed in both the House and the Senate at the federal level. It looks like the Biggert Waters Act.
Federal 11? What is that? The 7-Eleven?
Federal level. Is that what I said? At the federal level. And the Biggert Waters Act is definitely going to be repealed. So there will be no major increase in flood insurance, it looks like, for the next 4 years at a minimum. So two big stories right out of the box this morning, one good, one bad. Again, any questions about either, give us a call, 877-850-8585. As a matter of fact, let's take Melissa in Boca. How are you, Melissa?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. I live in a condo complex here in Boca, and I was just listening to your story that you were just talking about. Why people don't go against the person that's up at the court steps, the person representing the condo complex?
Well, in this particular case, the condo wound up foreclosing first before the bank, and nobody bid against the condo because that first mortgage is there. In other words, if somebody bought that unit at the foreclosure sale that the condo was foreclosing on, they'd be buying it subject to the bank's big first mortgage. Okay, that's why oftentimes when an association forecloses, there's nobody, there's no interest in the foreclosure sale because the association is foreclosing on a unit that has a large first mortgage and maybe, in fact, upside down.
Yeah, I mean, if there's equity, sometimes it'll be worth it.
But. Right. But, you know, finding equity in properties these days is not as simple as it sounds.
But they'd pay the assessments in that case if they bought it from the condo.
If they bought it, yes, that's correct. You understand what we're saying, Melissa? That's why there's oftentimes no interest.
Okay. Now, we had a condo here, and I saw that somebody represented my condo complex here, and they online it said that they bid $600, and they got it. So that part I don't understand.
Well, it's what Eric said. Yeah, they bid $600, but if they want to keep the place, they're going to have to keep paying the first mortgage payments.
Right.
If there's a first mortgage on the unit.
Are you saying somebody actually purchased the unit for $600 at the sale?
That represented my complex, yeah.
Now, I'm guessing that your association had a judgment for far more than that, probably several thousand dollars more than that.
Yes.
Yeah,
$50,000 that was owed here just for the HOA. That's not even the mortgage.
Well, it just saves the money.
Yeah, I guess you got to ask yourself, and I'm not going to second guess what happened without knowing more of the facts, but I don't know why your association would have a $50,000 judgment and let it go, you know, for $700.
But when you're saying someone from the association took it back? Or
No, a third party bought it for $600 at the association's foreclosure sale, even though the association had a judgment for $50,000. That might mean, I don't know, I'm not saying for sure, but it sounds like somebody might have made a boo-boo. I don't know. Okay?
Now what happens to the original owner, the one that has foreclosed? They just walk away and they don't owe anything?
Well, to me, if the association foreclosed on, I think that the association elected its remedies when it decided to sue this person for a foreclosure and not for a money judgment. Potentially, if they get ownership of it, maybe they can go back and get a deficiency judgment against that person. But I think you have to choose your remedies, so to speak. So you chose to foreclose rather than to sue that person for a money judgment. So you're probably stuck with that foreclosure judgment, and that's it.
Well, and
so these people just kind of walk away. The original owner that was here, they just walk away,
if
and
the association,
nothing happens to them.
Well, they lose their home.
Right. Other than losing their home, that's correct.
Wow, it just doesn't sound fair.
Yeah, I hear you. Who said it's fair in condo or in HOA world?
Okay? Oh, my goodness. But all right, thank you
okay?
so much.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour, taking your calls on anything and everything in the condo and HOA world. Love to know your thoughts about the collection mess, the flood insurance crisis being over. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right. Before we started talking about the new foreclosure case that came down and the new flood insurance issue that's in everybody's benefit, we were talking about the annual meetings. We've been spending a lot of time on annual meetings the last few weeks for the obvious reasons that we're smack dab in the middle of annual meeting season, and you know, we were saying that these annual meetings are sometimes really truly volatile, and the question is there a way to diffuse the situation, and how can we all be friends, right, Scott?
Yeah, well, remember, you know, an annual meeting can also be a place and time for the people in your community to air their grievances with the board about how the community's being run, and they can talk to the management and address their concerns, and you know, give descriptions about the things that are affecting them, and you know, likewise, the board can, you know, describe how they're going to help them and change things in the coming year. So, you know, that when you have things like that, you know, people can get a little confrontational.
Absolutely. And remember what we said. Oftentimes, a lot of our listeners were surprised to learn the annual meeting may be the only meeting that is held by the board that year, perhaps, other than the budget meeting, because there's nothing in the law that requires additional meetings. So it might be the one or two times per year where the unit owners actually get to say what's on their mind. But we had a fun time with our blog a few weeks ago when writing about the annual election. And I just said it this way. If there's anything I learned in 22 years of attending these annual meetings, you know, dozens per year, the single most important thing to have at the annual meeting, without exception, the one thing that has to be present, the one crucial item that attendance is absolutely mandatory, the one necessity is food.
Oh, my goodness.
Leave the books at home. Leave the documents at home. Forget all of that stuff. Pack the place with food. There's no question in my mind. A well-fed audience, that's a happier audience. The more lavish the spread, the less likely that there's going to be all-out wars at your annual meeting.
Wow.
I'm not recommending alcohol, however. Keep the alcohol home, because you're going to need that by the time you get home from your annual meeting. Believe me.
Let's find out what our readers thought about their annual meetings. Robert said the board does not spend money on food. The board spends money on the attorney, and the attorney provides the food, right? That's the legal, but like pulling teeth.
Yeah, very nice. He expects the attorney to actually supply the food. So Scott,
it was your idea.
Yeah, Scott, remind me to immediately change our retainer agreements to now say that you and I also have to cook at the annual meeting. It should be a lot of fun. But, all right, Ralph writes in and says, where does it say in the statutes that the board can spend money on food?
Well, where does it say they can breathe air?
Right, you know? Right, Zach. But before even responding to this, don't you get the feeling that this guy, Ralph, is a real party pooper? You know,
yes.
Here we're saying to make the annual meeting a nice, warm, and friendly place for the unit owners one time a year. It creates a nice feeling of community. It keeps emotions from running high. And Ralph was looking at the statute and saying the board has no authority to do this. And I got to tell you, I disagree with you, Ralph. They can classify it as an administrative expense for all I care, or as one of those other expenses under the statute. And quite frankly, the board has some latitude here in this regard. So again, I have no problem with it. And if the few bucks the board spends on the food bothers you, Robert, stay home. We don't want you there anyway.
Don't need our food.
How about we interrupt and we take Sam's call from Boca. How are you, Sam?
Eric, I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I just want to add to that food is certainly important. It kind of breaks down the animosity. We serve cocktails at our annual election.
All right. I'm gonna stop you there just for one second, because I don't remember if I blogged about this, wrote about it. I don't remember. Do you guys have a liquor liability policy?
No, but it's not a big thing. It's basically wine and nothing.
No. Hold on. Let me tell you, it is a very big thing. Okay, so for a few $100 a year, if you're going to do that, you're going to wind up getting what's called a liquor liability policy that covers you should someone leave your meeting and, God forbid, get into an accident, or, you know, someone gets killed as a result of alcohol served in your clubhouse. You want to get a liquor liability policy. It's really, really cheap. So give Mac and Waltz a call. They've been on the show talking about that before. So respectfully, that should be your homework when you hang up from us. Okay.
Duly noted, and I appreciate that, and certainly we'll look into it. But what I want to say is, during the year, to keep these things calm, and I agree with you, they do have a tendency to go off handle, is there has to be continuity and transparency. That manager of that condo has got to be available to those people all the time.
There is question. Sure.
Right. And if that manager isn't available, this is where you're going to have problems. I didn't know this was going on. I didn't know this was happening. You have to be available. So that manager is the liaison between the board and the people. The most critical issue is the manager. I've seen these annual elections go crazy. However, this is where the manager kicks in. Sometimes the manager got to take place for the board and say, listen, this is the story. Either we made a mistake, we didn't put out our newsletter, or whatever it was. That manager is the relief of liability to the board.
I agree. Now, now suppose you bring this to the manager's attention and the manager says to you, hey, I do what the board allows me to do, or I do what the board tells me to do. And the board...
Well,
yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Eric. No, my answer to that was, there's only one of us that has the license to do it, and that's me. And I'm going to do whatever the law says is correct to do.
Right. Let me.
I will never place my license in jeopardy for that.
Absolutely. And let me say this. Unquestionably, and I know for sure I blogged about this, you will have a much smoother annual meeting if there are no surprises that come up at the annual meeting. If the people have been notified of what's going on in your community during the year, there's far less to scream about at the annual meeting. Definitely 110% all about communication during the year. We're joking about the food. Sure, the food helps, but you're right. If the communication is good between the manager, the board, and the community during the year, especially with things like newsletters, the fact that agendas are properly posted, that the minutes are reviewed at the next meeting, etc., that records are made available, unquestionably, there will be much less distrust at the annual meeting, and it will run a lot smoother. Now, Sam, you're a manager, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So,
right, that's one of the things I pride myself on is absolute communication.
Absolutely.
That continuity has to be there. It's the key.
But have you ever been involved in a situation, though, where the board may not have given you the authority to communicate with the association members as much as you would like to?
Sure. I mean that happens, but you know, at one point or another, as you become older and more experienced, you realize that you're the one that has to make that happen. Your license is on the line.
There you go. And you remember last year, the Florida legislature made it clear that if the manager fails to comply with a provision of 718, right, even if the board says don't comply, if you don't comply,
exactly.
You're right, Sam. It's now your license on the line. And that's the
absolutely
mature
correct.
Approach. Absolutely. Great phone call, Sam.
No,
hey, thanks for listening, Sam. Great phone call. Very intelligent answers. A lot we can learn from Sam's phone call. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. We'll finish up on the annual meeting fiascos. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No, Mo.
This is Embarrass Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com. ELCONelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Listen to 850 FTL anywhere in the world. Log on, listen anytime. 850WFTL.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL, the second half hour. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
How about we go to Jim in Palm Beach Gardens? How are you, Jim?
Hey, good afternoon. It's a complicated situation, but in a nutshell, we have an HOA that has a commercial side to it, and basically the commercial side controls 85% of the votes by the documents or whatever we refer to them as.
Right.
And the person who owns the commercial side has several different corporations, you know, each with a different commercial building there, but it's all one HOA, but the meetings are held separate from the commercial and from the homeowners. And to make a long story short, basically the person who owns the commercial side was also the developer, but they transferred stuff to a different corporation, so they never had to turn over the HOA.
Right.
Once the build-out was complete.
Right.
And it just seems like the person running the HOA, who is, you know, owns the other commercial side, is using our HOA, the funds to it, you know, like our property manager is an employee of his corporation and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. And that bothers you.
Well, not that it bothers. What bothers me is that we're paying, you know, whatever per month, and for the services we receive, it's basically a lawn cutting operation.
Okay, let me just cut to the chase for 1 second on this. And Jim, I'm going to put you on hold so I can kind of give a detailed answer on this. Scott, kind of sound like a case called Cone versus Grand, but on the HOA side, where you have commercial unit owners who are controlling what's going on there. I fought a case, or kind of almost still fighting the case, quite frankly, for a number of years, called Cone versus Grand. And in that case, same situation. It involves the Grand Condominium in Miami, in the city of Miami, where there's 1,200 units. 800 of those units are residential units, about 400 are commercial units. And the residential unit owners are upset because the commercial unit owners get to elect majority of the board. A couple of years ago, in 2007, I think it was, the Florida legislature came around and said, you know what, you're right. You know, Jim, you know, same thing as your association. We don't like it where you have the commercial unit owners having the right to elect the majority of the board of directors when the residential unit owners outnumber them. So the Florida legislature passed a law that said, from this point forward, we don't care what your bylaws say. The residents are going to get the right to elect a majority of the board of directors in these mixed-use type of communities if the residents outnumber the commercial unit owners. We thought it was great until the commercial unit owners filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Florida's new law, made its way all the way through the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, because you don't have that as amended from time to time language in your documents, sorry, residential unit owners at the Grand, you're locked into the condo statute as it existed when you were built in 1986. So despite the fact that I was arguing to the Florida Supreme Court, your honors, we now have a situation where you can have five associations all on one block, all governed in effect by a different set of laws, depending upon when their decks were recorded and whether or not some of them have the as amended from time to time language. I lost. So that's currently the state of the law. Jim, there's not much you can do about it your documents say at this point.
Or if his condo was built after 2007.
Right. Unless it was built after. Well, no, but they only made the statute apply to condominiums. No such a restriction in the HOA Act.
Well, I mean, he might just be using the word HOA as a
term
of art.
Right. But if it's in a condo association, yes, you might be able to do something about it. But, you know, this is a fight we've been fighting for years now. Give us a call off the air, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and we would be glad to help. All right, how about we take James in Coral Ridge? How are you, James?
I'm fine. Our condo documents say that you can charge $50 for the screening. And then when the state said you could charge up to $100, they just automatically started charging $100. But they didn't change the documents.
That's right, and you got to change the documents.
They automatically did this.
Got to change the documents unless, that's why oftentimes when associations amend their documents, they don't put a specific dollar amount in the documents. What you do, you have just very broad language contained that says the maximum amount allowable by law, and then we wouldn't have to be getting such a phone call. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ours very specifically says $50, and I've mentioned this to them, and they just basically said, well, we don't care.
James, I'm with you. I think you're right, 100%. Bottom line is it's what your documents say, up to $100. So if your documents don't give you the right to collect $100, I agree with you. Can't do it.
What can I do about it?
You can sue them, James.
Yeah, you can sue them. You can tell them a letter that, you know, you can file a complaint with the DBPR, as a matter of fact,
there you
and
go.
They can investigate and tell them to change it.
I have a note from the DBPR that says they don't want to touch this.
Oh.
I don't know why, because it might require an interpretation of documents. Is that why?
I think that's it.
I hate when they use that excuse, Scott. Bothers the hell out of me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they just said they didn't want to.
I mean, isn't that what they're there for?
Our board. We had an annual meeting, and then they had an organizational meeting, and nowhere in the building does it tell you who's on the board.
In other words, they never published the results of the election anywhere?
They never published. We only have one bulletin board.
Right.
And nowhere on this bulletin board does it say who's on the board. So if you didn't go to the annual meeting and you didn't go to the organizational meeting...
You know what? That's a good point.
How are you supposed to know
you
who's
are
on
right.
the board?
That's a. You know what? This is a great phone call.
Well, you can
because
go
you know sometimes we fight over very technical things in Tallahassee, and here's a very practical thing. How the hell do I find out who the officers and directors are of this place? Maybe it should be posted somewhere.
Or
you know,
you can go to
it might be on Sunbiz, right? But you know, suppose you have people that don't know how to do that in your community, like you know, maybe an older community, or people that just don't use the computers too much. You're right. There should be a place on the condominium property where you should know who your board members are.
From the annual report, you'd have to check that.
I agree with you. I like that. I think that's a good suggestion. We may do something about that. Okay.
Appreciate the answers. Thanks
Good
a lot.
Call, James. Thank you.
Bye.
I'll tell you that what. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Bill from Boynton, don't go anywhere. We see you. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243, affinitymanagementservices.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
An association's landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL again. Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And we do have Bill in Boynton hanging on the line.
How are you, Bill?
I'm fine, thank you. I just want to start by saying that I went to your class at the Hard Rock and loved it. And,
fantastic.
And I belong to a 840-unit condominium complex, and I was the showstopper at the annual meeting.
Because?
With, Why is that?
Why were you the showstopper? Because, explain.
Oh, well when I got up, there was someone asked a question at the meeting about Wi-Fi internet for the clubhouse for 840 people, and the president refused to discuss it. They do not want internet or Wi-Fi in the clubhouse, and I got up, and they're a hostile board as far as I'm concerned. So I got up, I turned my back to the board and said, this is our meeting, so I'm going to address the owners. And I educated the owners on the internet. And when I got done speaking, I got a round of applause, and the president got up and said, we're recessing the meeting.
The annual meeting?
Yes, and then he called it back to order when the vote was done. He announced the vote, and that was the end of it.
Did he win or not? I'm just curious. Did he win a re-election?
Well, yeah, he came in 7th out of 9th.
Okay, that's nothing to brag about. Hey, but let me ask you this, Bill. Now that you've been to the seminar at the Hard Rock, tell me, do you think education for board members should be mandatory?
I told the two new members who got on, I gave them your info, and I said it's to their benefit to go. I learned so many things, made so many government and industry contacts. I learned so much from you. I didn't even have to take notes. You gave us the notes.
That's right.
And I we have a board where they don't even get certified, but I know what they'll do, and you know what they'll do. They'll just sign an affidavit, so that's why I don't bother them about it. But I'll tell you, I can schmooze them because they're afraid of me when I get up and speak, because I come from a position of knowledge, and they don't have that knowledge.
Bill, you're a great commercial for us today. Very much appreciated. How can we help? How can we help with your question?
All right, the question was that we have a meeting, say, about every month during the season, and I got up and said, I'd like them to read the minutes out. They always just go blah, 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 except minutes, boom, 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 you know, the meeting goes on.
Right.
And they refused to read the minutes out loud. President held up a book, I assume it was Robert's Rules, and says, because I don't have to.
Well, interesting point, and he's right. You know, there's a lot of talk all the time about Robert's Rules of Order, and the bottom line is, Scott, where in the world in the statute does it mention Robert's Rules of Order?
Nowhere.
Not a word. And the only thing that the statute mentions in regards to minutes is that the association is required to maintain a book or books that contain the last 7 years of minutes of board meetings or owners' meetings. Nowhere does it say that at those at the board meetings, the minutes need to be approved and discussed in front of the community. Your president is right. Is it good practice? No, I'm not saying it's good practice, but under the statute does not require you to do anything with minutes other than keep them in a book.
Now, a lot of people's bylaws or a lot of associations' bylaws actually do mention Robert's Rules of Order as, you know, just a boilerplate for procedure to run a meeting, but, you know, what's in that book is not the law.
Yeah, right. But unfortunately, that's the correct answer for today, Bill. Okay?
All right, thank you.
But thank you so
much
for the phone call. All right, well, you know what? We did leave out the fact, and Bill reminded us, that we have lots of seminars that are coming up, don't we?
Yes, you do.
There's actually now 4 that are scheduled, and we need to talk about them really quick because I know as of today you're going to be available to register for all of them on our website. We've certified over 7,200 Floridians that have now taken our course. The next one, April Fool's Day, April 1st, we're going to be in West Palm Beach at the PM Expo event. It's coming up quickly. And we have the honor of kicking off that PM Expo event with our board cert class that starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. And, again, so much of our fan base is in West Palm Beach, and we really enjoy going up there and meeting everybody.
And then, just 4 days later, on April 5th, we'll be back in Orlando at the Holiday Inn at Universal Studios.
And that's always fun. We get a chance to take the kids to Legoland or Disney or something like that, too.
Oh, yeah. And guess what, everybody? Eric's going to be in Tampa. This was just added on April 22nd at the Tampa Bay Condo and HOA Expo, and that's going to be at the Tampa Convention Center, Ballroom CD. And that's going to be on Tuesday, April 22nd. And Eric, why don't you tell them a little about it?
Yeah, that's really going to be also a great expo. We have the honor of kicking off those festivities at 8 o'clock in the morning with our board cert course. And the expo floor is going to be open from 9:30 to 2:45. And as I said last week, even though our show isn't broadcast live there, it's amazing how many people we actually meet in Tampa who listen to our show on the internet. It's truly flattering, a great group of people. And then finally, just like we did last year. This is going to be our second annual one, a real treat in store for all our listeners, because on May 18th, we're going to be hosting, again, our second annual Condo Craze Day of Education and live radio show at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood. Registration is going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to teach our popular board certification course, and at noon, you get to see all of us do this radio show live in front of a studio audience at the Hard Rock Hotel. After the show, there's going to be lots of courses offered by our sponsors on really all kind of association issues. There's going to be a course even taught by the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. There's going to be plumbing classes, electricity courses, courses on elections, courses on learning how to read financial statements, watching your wallet, know how your money is being spent, etc., roofing, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be available, again, after our live radio show. And, Scott, what do they normally learn at all around events?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we say it every week, you know, whether you're going to be a board member, you are a board member, or you just want to know what the rules and the laws are that govern your community, you know, it really benefits you to come out to the seminars that Eric puts on. He covers so many issues. The thing is usually, I'd say, 2.5 to 3 hours, but it moves really quickly, and Eric goes over everything you need to know, whether it's dealing with your board's budget, whether it's dealing with, you know, arbitration and the DBPR up in Tallahassee, whether it's, you know, how to basically go and deal with vendors and the votes you need, and I mean just anything, your elections. He covers the whole gamut, and you know, again, there's really no excuse not to come.
Don't sign that affidavit, board members, for sure.
Be the smartest guy in the room.
Exactly, just like Bill from Boynton was.
Exactly.
To register again, just go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Fill out the form, and Brian will let you know that you registered. That brings us to the end of yet another show. If we didn't get to your question today, give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Everybody, have a wonderful week, and we'll speak to you again same time next week. Take care.